Kathleen Nadeau. She is the author of Still Distracted After All These Years, Help and Support for Older Adults with ADHD. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you so much for inviting me to talk about my book, Still Distracted After All These Years. I'm excited to talk with you.
I'm excited to speak with you as well. And I know our listeners are just going to enjoy this segment. There are so many misconceptions about ADHD in general. But I think combine that with older adults, wondering whether or not this is something that's just happened to them? Is there such a thing as adult onset ADHD? Is this something that they have had all of their lives and just weren't diagnosed properly? Does aging affect it? How do I survive now that I know I have it, right? And how do I treat it? So I'm going to give you the floor because I know this is where you soar.
Well, asked a ton of really important questions. And let me start by saying I am an older adult with ADHD myself. I'm a clinical psychologist. I am the head of really the largest ADHD specialty clinic in the country. And I say all that because there's a real misunderstanding, thinking that people with ADHD all struggle and fail in life. And a lot of people go undiagnosed because of that misunderstanding. We thought that a long time ago. We thought that kids with ADHD were very poor students, but now we know that they're incredibly talented people that have ADHD that cause struggles in their life. I think one of the most important things for older adults to understand is that ADHD runs in families. So if you or your spouse is thinking when you're in your 60s or 70s or even older that you might have ADHD, the first thing I ask people is, do other people in your family have it? And almost always people say, my son or daughter was diagnosed, my grandchild was diagnosed. It is a family issue. It's highly, highly genetic. And so if you are having memory problems, if you're feeling disorganized, kind of overwhelmed by life as an older adult, and think it might be ADHD, which it very well could be, then first thing is look at your family. Has ADHD been diagnosed in the younger generations? The other thing that I think is so important is that, no, ADHD doesn't just suddenly emerge sometime in adulthood. It's always been there. But what is true is that when our life circumstances are highly stressful, highly challenging, our ADHD is much more likely to rear its head. Retirement is one of those stressful times. A lot of people think that it is low stress. You know, what's the stress? I'm not working anymore. The stress comes from losing all of the structure and social contact that you had during your working years. Suddenly, you don't have any place to go during the day. You don't have any goal for the day. And one of the things that I really worry about with older adults with ADHD is that they become very socially isolated. Why is this? Because having a good, strong social connection requires reaching out, requires planning, requires initiating. And so many people with ADHD say, I fall out of touch with friends. I forget to call them. I don't email them. I don't stay in touch. I might look at their Facebook page every once in a while, but I've really gotten out of touch with my friends since I stopped working.
One of the things that I noticed, I was started to watch an excellent presentation that you have. People say retiring or stressful situations, challenging situations. What about anxiety and depression? How is that related? Because we hear a lot of older adults experiencing anxiety, depression, and sort of like what you just said, you say, well, why? You know, so many of those triggers in your life no longer exist, but it seems like new triggers take over.
Yes, because people with ADHD don't function well when there's absolutely no structure in their lives. And when I'm working with people with ADHD of any age, I talk about the need for structure and support. One of the things that we did at my clinic over the pandemic was to organize a support group for older adults with ADHD. And to my knowledge, it's the first one that's ever been organized. People from all over the country joined that group during the first year and a half of the pandemic. And what they said, which was very heartwarming, is this is the first group of people I've ever been with that really get me, that really understand me. I feel like I've found my tribe.
This is so wonderful to hear, especially, as you said, during the pandemic. Doctor, I think there are people out there listening who may not exactly understand what ADHD is, what the symptoms are, what it's like to have this. Do you think you could just spend a moment or two explaining what life is like for somebody with ADHD?
Absolutely. What's important to understand is that ADHD impacts every aspect of our lives. It impacts our sleep. It impacts our diet. There's a lot of research showing that people with ADHD eat a much less healthy diet because, think about it, preparing healthy meals requires a lot of planning and organization. It impacts social life or lack of social life, which I talked about a few minutes ago. And there's still lots to take care of when we're retired. I'm myself, and I have lots of appointments to remember, medical bills to take care of, finances to manage. There's lots of paperwork and appointments when you get older. My husband and I joke about, between the two of us, how many different doctor's appointments we have in any given week, and that's a lot to plan and take care of. So it's not as if we can sign off on managing our lives once we retire. Far from it. Let me tell you a little bit about what I learned in working on my book, Still Distracted, after all these years. I've been working on it for over 4 years now, and I interviewed 150 adults that were diagnosed with ADHD. They were all over the age of 60. Half were men, half were women, and I asked them lots and lots of questions and interviewed each one individually. What they told me is their number one challenge as an older adult with ADHD is I just can't seem to get anything done. I procrastinate. I don't have any self-discipline. I have trouble getting started on a task that I need to do. And even if I get started, I have trouble finishing the task, can't stay on task. And I just get so frustrated. Several adults told me, you know, I'm not living the retirement that I dreamed of, not by a long shot. There were so many things I wanted to do, but I find myself doing a whole lot of nothing. I just can't seem to get my act together. So that was the number one challenge they were reporting to me. I just can't seem to organize my day, can't plan it, and can't follow through.
It does sound extremely frustrating. We don't have much time left, so I'd like to give you a few moments to talk about the book. Where can our listeners get a copy of it? What should they do? You know, maybe they really don't know if somebody's been diagnosed, or maybe no one else in the family has been diagnosed. Is there a way to go? Is there a specialist that we would go to? Who do you speak to first if you really are having some of these issues that you're talking about and want to know?
Those are all good questions. First of all, there's very little training among mental health professionals to diagnose older adults with ADHD. So you're going to look for somebody that's working with younger adults with ADHD. They're the most likely to know, and they'll be able to ask the right questions. The treatment for ADHD, no matter what age, is very much the same. The same medications are helpful when we're older. The same kind of coaching, people probably heard about coaching, is helpful for ADHD. And just getting the support of a psychotherapist who can help you begin to build social connections again. I think that's one of the most harmful aspects of living life as an older adult with ADHD, that social isolation. It leads to depression. And you mentioned anxiety and depression. They're very often found with ADHD. And the problem is that most mental health professionals recognize the anxiety and depression, but never get around to looking at the ADHD. So buy my book. It can be purchased on Amazon, Still Distracted After All These Years. There's lots of information in the book about how to get properly diagnosed and treated.
Well, I can't thank you enough. I know that our listeners are going to be giving us a call later on to just say how wonderful it was to hear what you have to say. Thank you for all the time and energy and research and dedication that you've put into all aspects of this, the Institute, your book, and just being able to go around and let people know that they're not alone, because I think that that is so important in this world today. Dr. Kathleen Nadeau, author of Still Distracted After All These Years, Help and Support for Older Adults with ADHD. God bless. Have a fabulous holiday season, and we look forward to more work.
Thank you so much.